the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, Mr. Fahrenheit and the Jack in crosswords.
There we go. Excited. That's 100 points.
What? How is that 100 points?
The X is on a double letter score, so that's 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25. Double word is 50 plus 50 for using seven letters.
100 points on your first word?
It's luck.
Huh. You do that kind of luck. Jesus.
You're up.
I know. I'm thinking.
So, what's your take on this whole full voodoo lady imbroglio?
Oh, that whole thing? I don't know. I mean, who are we to interfere in things? You know?
Well, we did interfere. That's the problem. Fool was dead. Now she's not.
No, I mean, it's not my place to say who lives and who dies. Just a guy who can control temperatures. You want something frozen? No problem. Heat it up? No sweat. You want to decide whose life takes precedence in a complicated paradox-skirting time travel mess? No, thank you. I'll sit it out. Let me know if something needs to be melted. Here we go. Mole. 3, 5, 7 points.
C-U-L-A-R, molecular. That's 6, 12, 16, 32 points. But we're superheroes. We make life or death decisions every day.
It's not the same thing. I mean, choosing to save someone's life, that's no decision at all. Sure, I'll do it. Fire is burning up some building? Yeah, I can cool it down. Lose the flames? Or if a tidal wave is heading for the city? Sure, I can freeze it in its place. Or evaporate it or something. Whatever. But this sacrificing one person to save another, that's too big for me.
Well, sure, it's a tough call, but somebody has to make it. And I think the Stallion might be a little too close to things to be the one.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna stay out of it. I want it on my conscience.
It's your turn.
I know, I'm thinking. Jesus, can you cut that out? I'm trying to think here.
Sorry. Hey, but if you freeze the tidal wave, wouldn't that really hurt the ecosystem? I mean, all the rest of the water would become extra salty, right? Not to mention, hello, iceberg!
Then it would evaporate it. Here, timer. That's 2, 5, 7, and a double word for me finally makes 14.
Excellent. And I shall play Trundles for 80 points.
What? What the hell is Trundles?
Trundles, you know, like pushcarts, dollies, or trundle beds. Or the act one does when one pushes such objects.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
Brainframe, is Trundles a word?
Yes, the Jack.
Thank you.
Oh, and how is that 80?
These are 8. The S is on a double letter. The whole thing is a triple word, and another 50 for using all my letters again.
Fine.
I'm just getting the letters, that's all. But no, if you were to evaporate a tsunami, all that moisture would just go into the air. It would still leave all the local water extra salted, plus it would all just come back as rain and flood everywhere where it fell.
Look, I'm not Mr. Weather. Besides, it doesn't matter. There is no tsunami to worry about right now, okay? Nobody is making a tsunami at me. I don't anticipate any tsunamis anytime soon, okay? So let's forget it.
Well, Disastrous could make a tidal wave. A tractor could, probably. Lady Luna probably could if she wanted to. Ocean Man could, if he turned evil. Or he had an evil twin.
So what are you gonna do? Shoot balls into it? Jump over the damn thing? You'd be dead if the wave hit. You'd be lucky to be there and see the damn salty water left over after I stopped the thing. You have to thank your lucky Quest. Q-U-S-T. Bam. Not sticking me with the Q. Ba-doo.
Very nice. That's 14, and I have an S, so I'll make it into quests, and 7th, which is 15 for quests, and 7th is 13, 26 for double word, which is 41, plus...
Plus 50 for using all your damn letters again. Just score the damn points so we can get on with this.
Which puts me at 303, and you at...
Never mind that.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Aha! Okay, here we go. I've got it. I'll freeze the tidal wave, right? But I won't flash freeze it, so the tower of ice comes tumbling towards the shore. I would do it at a moderate pace, eroding the momentum slowly over the course of the freezing process. Then, once the thing is completely solid, it would immediately thaw it out, but again, at a sort of medium pace, so the whole thing would be entirely water again over the course of, say, 10 minutes. The water would all be pulled up into the wave, so as it melts, it would just flow back down the sides of the iceberg back into its natural place. And before you even ask, I would make sure to return the whole thing to its normal temperature by the time I'm done, so as to minimize the damage to the local ocean life. Yeah. Gonna go, or what?
It's your turn.
Shut up! I knew that. Fine. I'll wait. Here we go. Faking! A's on a double letter. 6, 11, 12, 13, 15 on a double word. So that's 30. Thank you very much.
Perfect! That allows me to play Jazzy.
On another triple word!
If it makes you feel any better, the second Z is a blank, so it's only 69 points, which brings me to...
Ah!
Fairy, it's nothing to get so...
Don't call me Fairy. You're so absolutely determined not to use enough of your brain to call me Mr. Fahrenheit. You can call me Mr. Ferris, or if you must, Elijah the Best. But there is only one fairy on this team, and it is...
Peace Blossom?
You are so lucky that
thing went off. The Oceanside District, where Disastrous, the self-proclaimed mistress of disaster, is threatening to destroy the city. Sources within the police department say she has been threatening to create a gigantic tidal wave or tsunami that would wash over the city.
What?
And wipe it out.
This is it.
Completely.
Your big chance.
I'll head to the horse. You'll alert the others. We can do this.
Oh, wait,
it's going to be...
Wait, look. Yes, in fact, it does appear that Dr. Fast has captured Disastrous. This exclusive CNC footage shows Dr. Fast racing along the wave almost faster than the camera can see him, creating a sort of wall of air, beating the water back and saving the city. Disastrous, I am told, has been found in a holding cell, stripped of her so-called disaster blaster and ready for processing by the local police. Dr. Fast is, of course, a member of the Earth Guard.
Crisis averted.
thank you, Brainframe. So, you want to play again?
Fine.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikowski as the narrator, Jordan D. White as the Jack, Elijah Weberman as Mr. Fahrenheit, and Frank Allen as the newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Mikowski.